one of the younger lords cried out.
"That's right," said Hamarin, turning toward them again. "I remember she said something about giving it to him some day. But what does it matter?"
"Master Tekko," said the king, "do you know what runes would be on that blade?" The old huntsman's face creased into a gap-toothed grin.
"Me, my lord? Nay, the only runes I know are of track and trail. I can read red deer and wolf well enough. It has something on it, I know that, but not what."
"My pardon, Sir King," said Amrothlin quietly. "May I speak?" The king peered at him.
"You are an elf, sir?"
"Yes." The elf's voice held none of the scorn that Pox knew it could convey. "That lady you speak of, the wife of your brother Falkyrie, was my sister. This sword and its story are well known to me." A scurry of sound like mice ran through the room. The king raised his hand again and again took a sip of the cup Leith held.
"By your leave, Sir Elf, we will hear this tale."
Amrothlin turned, so that the rest of the room could see his face. "Sir King, in the days when the queen bore her first child, she asked her family, in the Lady's Forest, to forge him a weapon. She foresaw that his life would be full of danger, and wished him to have the protection of such blades as elves are skilled to make. And so the smiths labored, and after that the singers, to bind into this blade what spells would serve him best."
"But she carried it," blurted someone.
Pox heard the hushing hisses.
"You're right," said Amrothlin. "So she did. She judged her son would grow to be a tall man, as most half-elven are, and the sword was made full size, but—"
He looked for a moment at the sword Pox held.
"It is possible for such a blade, forged to serve one person in particular, to change size and shape somewhat with need. Until he grew to carry it, she kept it in a form she herself could use. It was safer so, she thought, than lying unused. Another thing, although it was made for him, and sealed to him at its making by elven magics, a more formal sealing was planned for that very trip. After that, it could be used by no one else, but until then, anyone might use it. Should evil handle it, it might be corrupted. So she thought to keep it safe for him, and bind her own mother spells into it as well."
"But how did it get to her?"
asked Sire Holveric, looking hard at Pox.
"Please, Sire Holveric, let me finish what I know. The runes on the blade are these. Fire, treasure, ward, rejoice, mountain, royal."
As he spoke, he traced them on the air in elf light. Pox saw many of the watchers flinch. He turned to Pox.
"Are these the runes?"
Pox nodded and spoke. "Yes, my lord, those are the runes on this blade." She glanced at the king.
"Shall I draw it now, Sir King?"
"Wait," he said, looking at the elf. "There is more to this."
"Yes. The runes can be read several ways, but they were set in the pattern that high elves would read as